Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is NFL music, right?
Yeah.
The Broncos are playing tonight.
It's a home opener, home preseason opener. Yeah.
Right. Yes. So 7 o'clock tonight, Mile High. They are saying there's a few lots down there that are opening up right around 2:30 for you diehards who want to skip out of work today.
Wow.
And get your tailgate on. But yeah, 2:30 if you want to head down. The Main Street section down there is at 4, and then all lots open at 5. And of course, RTD is saying, plan ahead, you know, because it's going to be nuts down there.
Oh, yeah.
Eat people eating their chicken wings and getting their drink on.
People are so excited for this Broncos team.
It's been a long off season.
It has.
That's what I was just telling somebody.
Yeah.
You were feeling it,
I was like, is this ever going to start?
No. Are we ever going to get football back? No.
Playing the Packers tonight, right?
Yeah.
Cheeseheads. I like them because they got cute colors. I always go based off of the colors of their uniforms and their mascots on who's going to win.
I think that's
a cute color combination. I've always found it pleasing to the eye.
It's an OG color. They haven't changed their jerseys in ever. So.
Exactly.
In ever.
Yeah. They're one of the historic teams for sure.
Are.
So look at you with your cheese fandom.
Well,
Brett Favre,
cheese too. Brett Favre. I was digging around in the system here. I found my son. I don't know what he was, 2 or 3, but him saying, I love football.
Oh, that's so cute. That was last year, right?
Yeah, right.
Baby, I love football.
That's so cute.
Football. Yeah, he got that love from his mother. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he did.
I still don't have a antenna or anything at the house, so I don't even know how to watch the game tonight.
I mean,
so.
You better get on that. Like, I thought you were supposed to do that earlier this week. You didn't listen to Nick Nack?
So here's my priority list. Okay, so it starts way up here, and then getting a TV antenna to watch football.
No, that should be on the top.
Yeah, because it's making the wife happy.
Exactly. Oh, she's fine.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
That went out the window years ago. She's miserable. Are you kidding me? What's your go-to football snackage if you're at home watching the foosball game tonight?
Oh, I'm a big chips and dip fan, and I like the potato chips in like a good French onion.
Ooh,
just scoop it.
Oh, do you make your
scoop
own?
Scoop it. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, make your own is like a loose term because it is
Do you
sour
stir
cream,
the tub?
French onion dip. But I tell you what I do. That is a game changer in the land of dips.
Yeah?
You take that French onion and that sour cream and you put it in the Ninja for a couple swirls.
Are you kidding me?
And it gets it nice and like aerated.
Whippy.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like
it's fluffy.
It's a whipped.
You're a fluffy dip.
French onion dip.
Much
and
like you.
It is so dang good. It changes it so much. And
yeah?
It is so satisifying. Mm. And the first time I had it, I was like, why haven't I been doing this my whole life?
You could fluff so many
about
things
it.
In there.
You can. It's a
What's your go-to
fine
chip?
Fluffer. Just a, you know, Ruffles.
Lays, Ruffles.
It's a Ruffles, plain, rigid. It has to have the ridges because it has to hold the dip. You
hold
know
the
what
dip.
I mean?
It's a stronger chip.
Yeah.
That is my go-to.
Which
every
is your
time.
Dating profile,
chips
right? That's the title
dip,
of it.
Dip me.
Come hold the dip.
It's a sports time. It's a sports report with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Okay, ladies, I'm sorry. You're probably going to be losing a lot of boyfriends today, a lot of hubbies, because today is National Fantasy Football Draft Day.
Ooh. Oh, no.
It's one of the largest sports traditions in the United States. Every August, millions of fans gather with friends, family, and coworkers to celebrate, get their picks. I don't participate in this. Are you shocked by it?
No, not at all.
I do want to play you this, though. It gives me an excuse to do this. They say there's about 60 million fantasy football players here in North America, with the average player participating in about 7 leagues. A lot of passionate people.
Dang.
Now, I know a lot of ladies participate in this as well. Nick Nack, a few years ago, was in a fantasy football draft and league, and she won that year.
Yeah.
She won it all, and...
Sure.
She was never invited back.
Oh. Like, she's too good at this.
Yeah, she's really good at it. So anyway, today's the day where you get to make all your picks. And then I have this for you, too. I'm excited that Netflix has officially renewed America's Sweethearts The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders reality show
would be.
For season four. That's going to follow the 26-27 squad, and it'll arrive in 2027. It follows the candidates through auditions and training camps and roster cuts and then into the NFL season. It's become a very popular show on Netflix. I don't know why.
You don't?
I don't know why at all.
Been a couple of
so
reasons.
My daughter's into, you know, cheerleading and all that. And there's been a few times where, like, on family movie nights, we're flipping through Netflix, and I'm like, hey, we should start this. Because, you know, you'd be interested, I'm telling my daughter. You'd probably want to watch this, right? And Nicole's like, no. No, we're not watching this.
Jeremy, we know why you want to watch this.
No, I just want to, I'm a big, like I said the other day, I'm a big dancer. I'm really into dance.
You are. One, two, step.
You're good at it.
I'm really good at dance. So they've got a really, really solid dance routine.
You got mad rhythm, bro.
Yeah, so that's basically why I'd watch that. But if you're into the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, good news. Season 4 is dropping on Netflix.
Yay.
So
there you
go. What else is going on?
Well, quickly, I do want to remind everybody, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but the Broncos are playing tonight. Bo Nix is expected to start. That's the exciting news. He is going to have his first start since breaking his ankle in the AFC Championship, or the game before the AFC Championship.
So. Do you have screws in that ankle?
Probably. They usually do that just to make sure there's extra strength in there.
Yeah.
So hopefully good luck to the Broncos and Bo Nix as they play tonight. But the viral video that I want to talk about that is making the rounds all over social media comes from last night's game. The New York Mets were taken on, it doesn't matter actually, but they were playing at Citi Field. And Citi Field has been the ballpark for the Mets for a while now. And apparently there is holes in the fan stadium area, the seating area, because in that hole, a raccoon's little paw is seen reaching around trying to get peanuts. And then eventually a fan bought a hot dog to put down that hole for the raccoon's
hand. That's an expensive treat.
It is the cutest thing I've ever seen. All you see is this little paw trying to reach around for the
That's
things.
So cute.
I think we should put it in our stories. Maybe we can get that up in a little bit because that video is the cutest thing you'll see today of people feeding
panda.
The little raccoon. Yes.
I love them so
Another
much.
Viral raccoon.
I love it.
Your attention, please.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving head first into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, what's up with you, fine sir? Mile High Hype is brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms. Whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling that entire kitchen, you can find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. There was a time many years ago when my wife and I would sit down and watch every damn episode of Dancing with the Stars. Lord help me.
There's a few seasons I was in that same camp.
It's still going, and the rumor mill of all the celebrities, air quotes, are starting to trickle out. This one is intriguing to me, Julia Stiles. The star of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Save the Last Dance, right?
Yeah, I could see her probably going very far in that. Because, again, she has dancing in her background. So
yes.
Yeah, that'd be a fun. I'd watch for her. I would.
Yeah, I might have to tune in because I do like her.
Yeah, same.
It's going to be season 35. Good God, man. That's a lot of dancing.
Jeez. How long have they been doing that show?
35 seasons.
Not, well, 35 seasons, but how many years? I'm thinking,
I don't know.
Because, you know, it's like two seasons a year sometimes.
So
like,
do some math there. I don't know.
That's a long time.
Who's the host now? Is that is Carlton still one of the hosts? The guy from Fresh Prince?
Is that who it is?
I have no
Started
idea.
In 2005.
There you go.
21 years.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Wow.
People be mathing. Okay, so I had to pull this audio this morning because I like the show Shrinking on Apple TV. It's really good, and Harrison Ford is in it. And he's made it no secret throughout the years that he is so sick of the Indiana Jones theme song. He's made jokes like, that song follows me everywhere, you know?
Oh, no.
Well, I thought this was kind of cute because they were out promoting Shrinking on Sesame Street, which is also funny to me because if you watch that show, that is not a kid-friendly show at all. But him and some of his cast were there talking about forgiveness and bravery and sharing. And Harrison Ford shared a cookie with Cookie Monster.
Aww.
And here's what happened.
Yeah. Mm.
It's cute. It's just so ridiculous.
It's like, if you want to play that song, you got to come at me a specific way, right? With the cookie.
Oh my God. But you know what? If you watch the video, Harrison was actually getting into it.
Oh, yeah,
so.
It sounds like
he's turned into like the lovable grandpa.
He is. You know? He's 84 years old now. Yeah. So, anyway. One final thing I have for you, since I'm a big fan of the Zon, Amazon is planning to expand their Prime Air drone delivery services to nearly 500 cities by the end of the year. So if you're ordering something light,
yeah,
a drone will come zipping over to your house and drop it right there in your front yard, or not, like this news story.
Lindsay Austin says she ran outside to record her first Amazon drone delivery, but watched as the watch as the drone hovered over her pool and dropped the package right into the water. The mishap comes as Amazon is making a big splash, pun intended, into drone delivery, with plans to expand Prime Air to nearly 500 cities and towns by the end of this year. Amazon says millions of items under 5 pounds can be delivered by drone, sometimes in as little as 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Still working
they
on that.
They got to work on that.
Poor Lindsay with her first world problems. So, oh my God, my package went in my pool. Oh,
and why are TV news people so stupid?
Yeah. Okay.
Making a splash.
He didn't write it. He didn't write it.
He read the teleprompter and he tried to do it his best,
my
Jeremy.
God. TV news people drive me nuts.
We love a few of them. What are you talking about?
I like just the end of that, too. Let's isolate that here really quick. All right, what
That's
else is going on?
Fun. Okay, holy booster skirts, Batman. Have you heard about this? An organized theft ring in the metro area is using what's called a booster skirt to smuggle products out of stores at a high rate. So this is a big problem down in Douglas County here specifically. They've called them the booster skirt bandits. They're intentionally wearing these big skirts to conceal high-value stolen items. Now, this specific theft ring, they're going into cosmetic areas and stealing a bunch of makeup. And I don't know if you guys know this, but makeup is stupid expensive.
Oh,
and
I know.
It's small, so it can fit into place. You know what I mean? Like, you know can what? Put a lot of it in that skirt.
The worst thing about makeup is, like, when my wife runs out of mascara and she's like, hey, if you're running to Target today, pick me up some mascara and here's what I need. And she lists it off on the text, you know? I look like an idiot standing there in the mascara section. I'm oblivious. I'm like, I have no idea what any of this means.
Well, and even as somebody who buys mascara, the way that they put the print on the packaging, like you have to stare at that stuff for
Do
a
I
minute.
Want regular black? Do
yes.
I want midnight black?
Nor-
do I want black-ish? I want Noir?
There's so many options. So I get it. I can't
And then
imagine.
I'll come home with the wrong one. She's like, I wanted midnight black.
I mean.
And you got dusk black.
I come home with the wrong one and I'm shopping for me, so you shouldn't feel bad, Jeremy.
God.
You shouldn't. But retail theft in Colorado is a $1.3 billion industry with a B. I know. So they're really trying to crack down on this. But if you go see these videos with these booster skirts, it is wild just how apparent these people are. I mean,
so
they're
once
not
they,
even
what
trying
they-
to hide it.
What do they got under there? Like a hip pack or something that they're shoving things in?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's pockets in there. There's a lot of things strategically placed to hold these things in place. But it is almost like a hula hoop around it, too. Like skirts are
I thought this was like a butt crack
everything.
Situation.
No, you probably even can put a grill in there at some point.
Clinch.
You know
you got to really
I mean?
Clinch if you
like,
want to get out with
it. You got a big skirt.
You got a trigger in there.
You got to clinch.
Aisle. Yeah, exactly. Like, so just if you see somebody in a big skirt, I don't know, but they're looking
Give
at them.
Give them a pat down.
This is something they're dealing with, especially down in Douglas County. Okay, so this is good news for everybody because we know how much everybody loves the ski and snowboard season. And Vail Resorts announcing their opening dates for ski season already. already. So this includes like Keystone, Breckenridge, Vail Mountain, Beaver Creek, Crested Butte, all those big areas. But as soon as possible in October for Keystone, that is the soonest one as when they're planning on opening. But they are laser focused on preparing the resorts to have everything ready for people to go. And I know, do you either one of you ski, snowboard?
No, I don't anymore.
I know you used to.
I used to, but then we had kids and it was so expensive and I don't want to sit on the highway all the way up to these resorts. I just don't want to do that. That is something in my life that I have zero interest in doing.
Well, when you go all the way up to these ones, it can absolutely be, you know.
Well, if you're going to Crusty Butt, I mean, you're going to have to get a place.
Yeah, you're going to have to stay the night for Crested Butte.
I bet
they're
all hoping they get some snow this year, though.
I know.
Because last year they were like,
whoops.
Yes, they were. But this year is forecasted to be a lot better when it comes to the snow totals.
That's
so
good.
It's going to be a good
look. Did they
look,
consult their crystal ball?
Well, no, but you know, the Farmer's Almanac.
They looked at the almanac.
Exactly.
They called Miss Cleo.
They look at all that stuff. But may I suggest Loveland? Because that's where the locals go. Just want to put that out there. Anyway, one more here because we have the DNC possibly coming back to Denver. Now, this is big news here. It's been almost 20 years since this has happened for Colorado, but we are one of three in Boston and Philadelphia. Those are the other two.
It's a big money maker for sure.
The finalist cities. Huge money
maker. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, it's going to bring in a ton of revenue to the city, which is great. You
absolutely.
Know?
So. And when that happened back in 2008, I mean, I don't remember a busier time for our area.
It's good for restaurants. It's good for small businesses. It's good for wait staff and bartenders. I mean, it's really beneficial to the economy.
And,
so.
And a big reason we can give a shout out to DIA. One of the big things is the airport. We have one of the most connected airports in the country. And then a train that goes directly downtown with 13,000 hotel rooms within walking distance of the area they're going to hold it. So that's kind of how they're trying to tout
Denver. It's going to be a huge sell, right?
It's a huge sell. A huge sell. And here's the thing. Hosting a national convention could cost between $75 million and $90 million, right? But party leaders are expecting the economic impact could exceed $400 million.
See?
So that would be a huge
wonder where all that money goes, though. Like, once it comes in, where does it go to roads and bridges and... Can we get air conditioning in all the schools?
Well, I'm sure. Exactly.
And what's it going towards?
So many people talk about that with school getting back in session.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that a lot of that could go
I'd
for
be curious.
That, which would be awesome for us. I mean, $400 million right back into our economy would be huge for Denver and the surrounding areas. So fingers crossed, a final decision on that is expected later this year. So we should know something probably around the Christmas months. Thanksgiving and Christmas is when we should know a final decision.
Right.
So
exciting.
There you go.